auf der Zayens des Gimmel. Zeh shomano sheyesh loy la'arbe zeh b'shnei ruches b'shnei yonis. How do we say you can make it in two different directions? One day, one for another day. Sheyefshelo la'gia l'chol etam b'shnei ariyot b'yon harishon. You have to be able to get to the second one on the first day. Avulim yefshelo la'gia l'eibim shel shreini b'yon harishon. The Eiv has to be in a position that you can get to it within that day. So if you want to make one Eiv for the first day to the east and the second day to the west, you can't. The Eiv can't be further away from a point that you can reach in your first Eiv. Otherwise, the Eiv is not considered edible before the second day, which is possible. This is a hard way to yokel again. This is a early generation. Now he's in a really again. Like we said, then you can't get to it the first day, and then it's not considered to be usable the first day, and it's possible. He puts the area of 2,000 from the south to the east. So basically, he shifted his center of gravity in respect to Eretz 2,000 to the east, and his house is the eastern, the westernmost point that he could go to. If you put even one amo, or surely 100,000, to the west, the second area is not good, because like we said, since he moved his house 2,000 meters to 2,000 amos to the east, so his house is the last point that he can reach. Like we said, there's nothing left to the west, so he put a drop to the west. He said, it's out of his chum. But if the second Erev, the first Erev was 2,000 amas to the east, and the second one was less than 2,000 amas to the east, as long as it was between his house and the Erev, so the Yerushan, sorry, the second case is like this. If he didn't put the Erev 2,000 amas to his east, he put 1,000 amas to the east. So he has another 1,000 amas to the west. So as long as he put the second Erev within those 1,000 amas, it's good. Next.